When Governor Matt Blunt requested the study in 2006, the concern was Missouri was the only state with a state-administered day program for students with severe disabilities. Today, Missouri is still the last one standing. But as the report notes, many other states have similar programs that are locally controlled regional services instead of state-run programs. Stephen Barr says he knows at least 20 other states have regional schools similar to Missouri's state schools. Barr is the assistant commissioner of the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
Even in a public school, they might be in their own room, really not interact with a lot of other kids. School districts that don't send them to the state school may send them to a private facility that might be closer by and things like that. So it's just a different naming convention.
When the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act was created, many put emphasis on the idea of inclusion, or the integration of students with special needs into the regular education classroom. Barr says the Missouri State Schools provide a different option, especially for parents who are concerned about bullying, transportation, and the value of their child's education.
So it's probably a more successful model than just maybe having been pushed by some people who think inclusion is right for everybody. It isn't.
But many benefits of including students with disabilities in their regular education classroom are outlined in the report's introduction. The National Dissemination Center for Children with Disabilities says inclusion helps children with disabilities gain social skills and friendships. It also says it brings a positive attitude change to teachers and regular education students. But inclusion isn't actually written into the law. Instead, schools must provide a free, appropriate education in a least restrictive environment. But what's appropriate? What's restrictive? The answer? It depends. The state, school district, or the parents define these terms. Dr. George Giuliani is the executive director at the National Association of Special Education Teachers. He says the concept of free appropriate public education was the focus of a 1982 court case called Petitioners versus Amy Rowley. While the school felt Amy was doing fine, her parents thought she could do even better with a sign language interpreter. But the court decided that wasn't the expectation of the school.
What is the standard? And in a sense, should we be maximizing the potential of students with disabilities? And it was the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court that that was never the intention of Congress, to maximize the potential of students, because that's not the standard that we use for general education students. The standard is we have to provide an appropriate education, not a best education.
Ideally, Giuliani says the law would be more specific. But he says enforcing the same policies on a poor rural school and a wealthy urban school wouldn't work either. So the law remains broad with specific mandates to ensure the rights of children with disabilities. And while inclusion isn't written into the law, Giuliani says not including students with disabilities in the same building as regular education students is not the norm.
Because what we know is that 95% of all students with disabilities are educated in the general education building. And that's tremendous. When you look back, you know, 50 years ago, that just was not the case at all.
Last year's annual report showed about 95% of students with disabilities in the nation were served in the regular education classroom for at least part of the school day in fall 2012. Missouri fell just 1% below the national average, with 94% of the state's students with special needs making it into the regular education classroom. With producer Heather Adams, I'm Ashley Reese, KBIA News.